By ill chance, at that point in the outposts, stood Gwyndor, son of Gwylin, with many folk of Nargoth Rond. And indeed, he had marched to war with such strength as he could gather, because of his grief for the taking of his brother. Now his wrath was like a flame, and he leapt forth upon horseback, and many riders with him, and they pursued the heralds of Angband, and slew them. And all the folk of Nargoth Rond followed after, and they drove on deep into the ranks of Angband. And seeing this, the host of the Noldor was set on fire, and Fingon put on his white helm and sounded his trumpets, and all his host leapt forth from the hills in sudden onslaught. The light of the drawing of the swords of the Noldor was like a fire in a field of reeds, and so fell and swift was their onset that almost the designs of Morgoth went astray. Before the decoying army that he had sent west could be strengthened, it was swept away and destroyed, and the banners of Fingon passed over the Anfauglith and were raised before the walls of Angband. Ever in the forefront of that battle went Gwyndor and the folk of Nargoth Rond, and even now they could not be restrained, and they burst through the outer gates and slew the guards within the very courts of Angband, and Morgoth trembled upon his deep throne, hearing them beat upon his doors. But Gwyndor was trapped there and taken alive, and his folk slain, for Fingon could not come to his aid. By many secret doors in Thangorodrim, Morgoth let forth his main strength that he had held in waiting, and Fingon was beaten back with great loss from the walls of Angband. Then in the plain of the Anfauglith, on the fourth day of the war, there began the Nirnaeth Arnoediad, all the sorrow of which no tale can contain. Of all that befell in the eastward battle, of the routing of Glaurung the dragon by the dwarves of Beligost, of the treachery of the Easterlings, and the overthrow of the host of Maedhros, and the flight of the sons of Feanor, no more is here said. In the west, the host of Fingon retreated over the sands, and there fell Haldir, son of Halmir, and most of the men of Brethil. But on the fifth day, as night fell, and they were still far from Ered Wethrin, the armies of Angband surrounded the army of Fingon, and they fought until day pressed ever closer.